1050 WLIP.
7:23. Wake up Kenosha. And joining us now, Liz Snyder from the Kenosha News. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning. How are you on this fine day?
Pretty good. Pretty good. A busy week. Of course, with all the election stuff going
really?
On.
Was there something going on?
I know you were hanging out when the president was here for the rally on Monday, talking to folks who were out there. That must have been an experience for you.
Yes, it was. It was very interesting. And, yeah, I mean, they were, it kind of had the air of like a county fair.
You know, well, we didn't have one this year.
Where they're all gathering, they're buying donuts and coffee, they're running around, and there was tables of merchandise. Oh, my goodness.
Got to get your MAGA merch, right?
Yeah, there was tons of it.
Tons of it. The other thing that's going on in your column today, Unified having their theater productions getting going. That's a good thing.
Yeah, we didn't know if they were going to be able to have any kind of theater season. And, you know, I mean, we have one of the best theater departments in the country, I would say. Maybe the best. Who knows? You know, they pilot shows for Disney theatricals. They pilot other things for Music International. They go to the Thespian Festival. So, yeah, I mean, it's got a great reputation, which it should, and they just do amazing shows. So they're still going to be doing the shows, but the only way you can watch this year will be from home on a computer or anywhere where you have good Wi-Fi. So, yeah, they're going to be all virtual shows. The kids will be there, but there won't be anyone in the audience.
Well, that's got to be a completely different dynamic for the performers then.
You have to, like, do it without any kind of feedback from the audience. Plus, the kids are wearing masks the whole time.
That's definitely a challenge.
Yeah.
But, you know, the good thing is, Liz, that they're doing it. And there was a lot of talk about virtual learning and whether it should happen, and sports is continuing. But it's nice to see the other stuff at schools continue, too.
Yeah, and I thought it was funny talking with the directors, who I talked to over Zoom, you know, three of the teachers from Bradford, and their first show actually opens Friday, The Revolutionists. I told them, that's kind of funny timing, coming right after the, you know, during an election. But, yeah, it's about four women during the time of the French Revolution. And one of them is Marie Antoinette. And so she wears these huge dresses. And they said that was great, though, because then social distancing was automatic. You couldn't get near her because her dress was going out.
Because the dress was so large, you couldn't possibly.
Yeah, so I thought that's all you have to do is just start having kids wear these huge costume dramas, you know, when they walk around with these hoop skirts on. Yeah, so anything they do, you know, they can't have any hugging, touching, so they have to really work differently.
So I can watch the show on the Zoom. How do I link up to that, and do I have to pay for that, or what are some of those details?
Yes, the shows will cost, you know, $5 to $10 like they usually do. Since you and I are both seniors,
Wait a minute.
Their senior citizen starts at age 55, which
I'm definitely in
that. Yeah, a couple years ago I went and went, oh, good, I'm actually a senior.
I think the high school kids must have decided that. Yeah, you're a senior at 55, aren't you? Sure.
Should be 32 or something, yeah.
Wow.
So you can watch them all. You go on to get tickets at the website, kusd.edu, and you go down to the departments to theater arts. And then you can click, and it's kind of like the same as buying any kind of ticket. If you say you want to go see The Revolutionists Friday, 7:30 p.m., you click on that performance. Put in like your credit card information, and then they will send you a link and it is a live stream, so you have to do it at the time it's on. You can't say, okay, I'm, you know, like,
yeah,
Netflix.
It's not Netflix.
Watch this 2 weeks later. Right. It is a live performance, so you got to watch it when you signed up to watch it.
All right. And it's going to be a nice weekend to do other stuff in Kenosha as well, Liz.
Oh, it's going to be beautiful. So yeah, everyone should get out. There's still a little bit of fall color. Get out, do some hiking, get your bikes back out. I mean, it's just been wonderful. I just came in from walking my dogs, and it was just fantastic out. Last night was still nice when I was out walking around. It's supposed to be nice through Monday.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a shame that it gets dark so early, because I thought, wow, maybe I shouldn't have put the grill away so soon, because I'd love to be out there cooking. You know, you got a porch light and everything, but it's not the same. But,
no, it's not.
I'm sure a lot of people will be doing that as well. Take advantage of that warm weather and get out and about and suck it in because soon.
I know. We don't like to talk about that, but yes, it is November.
We'll be staring down the barrel of a snow shovel before
you know
it. So
we know that's coming sometime, yeah. But yes, yeah. Get out and enjoy it. It is absolutely gorgeous outside, and we do need to take advantage of it. I'd say just start putting up your Christmas lights while it's nice, huh? Just don't put them on.
Well, see, that's the key. Take advantage of that. If you've got your leaves raked and all the cleanup done this weekend, put up the lights. You don't have to turn them on.
I've done that before where I'll say, I'm just going to put them up. I won't turn them on until, like, Thanksgiving, but, yeah.
Do you want to do it when it's 20? I don't think so.
Right.
Liz Snyder, Kenosha News. It's available at newsstands worldwide on the web at KenoshaNews.com and the original social distancing. It's still brought to your
home.
We'll
bring it right to your door.
And tape your carrier when they bring it to your door.
Thank you, Pete. Yes, remind us all.
Very good idea. She is Liz Snyder with Kenosha News. Liz, thanks so much. We'll see you on the Zoom somewhere, I'm sure.
All right, have a good one.
On the Zoom.
On the Zoom.